Today we enter into the first of seven conversations that are all about simply wealthy. These two words, each standing on their own, are quite powerful, but brought together, they truly do represent one of the ways in which you are finding yourself in expression in physical form. A lot of this series is undoubtedly going to be about peeling back the ideas that essentially keep you from recognizing who you really are, for you are indeed simply wealthy. Simply wealthy. So we've often said that if you're here, it is likely that there are at least three things, perhaps more, that you have in common with each other. This is not our restricting. It is simply our noticing. The first is that freedom is likely your North Star, meaning that of all the different array that unconditional love breaks into as it passes through the prism of your mind, freedom is the one that you're most in alignment with. Joy, peace, delight, wonder, magic, abundance. These things and much more are, of course, the different parts of the unconditional love as it splits into pieces. But freedom is likely the one that you are most in alignment with, that is indeed your North Star, what guides you. The second is that it is likely the case that you, to put it bluntly, should be dead already, and that you have actively made a choice to be here because you do indeed wish to be present as you become aware of the fact that you are indeed an intentional being of light, that this is indeed an intentional universe that you're inhabiting and manifesting. In other words, you want to be here for the good stuff instead of leaving behind the chaotic universe as a constructed idea. You really do want to be present to what you are manifesting, recognizing it is coming from within you. It's not something you're randomly encountering. That's, of course, everything. But the third, and there are more than three, but these are the three that we mostly focus on. The third is that you are indeed in alignment with having great wealth. And that's what this series is about. It's not that you are in alignment with having great wealth as a propositional statement. Like, once you get your shit together, then you will have great wealth. No. You have great wealth, for you are indeed simply wealthy. So when we use the word wealth, we're talking about the freedom and abundance come together, and the way that they feel and the way that they manifest once come together is wealth. Wealth does not beget freedom. Freedom begets wealth. So it's not that money will set you free. Not at all. It has nothing to do with it. And we're not even talking about money. We're talking about cash primarily, but wealth in all ways. We could say there's a fourth thing that likely is something that you have in common with each other, and that is that wealth really does recommend, rather, shall we say, wealth really is best recognized for you as cash, dollars, pounds, or euro. There are lots of other forms of wealth that you're aware of and have some interest in, but tend to gravitate towards the idea of cash as being the primary representation of wealth. And again, you may be looking at your bank account and thinking, well, that's a propositional idea. Eventually, I will get there. And we will say, well, you will never get there if you say that. Because there is no eventually. You're either there, you are indeed either a billionaire, use whatever word you want to instead, or you're pretending like you're not. So this series of conversations is about the fact that you are indeed simply wealthy. It's also about the fact that it is likely the case that you have spent a great deal of time, a lot of effort, a lot of study, a lot of training to overly complicate the making of money In fact, constructing the idea of making money instead of simply being simply wealthy. The problem with making money is you can't. It's an abstract idea, and it is quite complicated. The more you study it, the more ins and outs there are, the more nooks and crannies there are to explore, the more there is that you need to be doing. If you're not doing it, then you're probably failing. These are all hallmarks and qualities and characteristics of the abstract idea of making money. You're indeed simply wealthy right now. And while it is the case that you do have plenty of cash at this red hot minute, it's also the case that all of your wealth extends to all that you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. These things all belong to you. Now, that's not necessarily an ethical, moral, or legal statement. But we're not here to talk about those things. We're here to talk about the metaphysics of who you are. Ethics, morality, and legality will take care of itself, if you let it. But here you sit in the middle of being simply wealthy. And while it is the case, undoubtedly, that you have attempted to build constructed ideas about how to make money, it's likely that those things have come and gone in waves. You might get a point where you get very, very interested in working really, really hard to make money. And then there's another point where you're thinking, well, if I just let go, I can make money. But you can't do that either, because you can't make money. You just can't. It's not possible. You can manifest cash. You are manifesting cash right now. And you can have as much as you desire. Now, here comes the tricky part. We know you know what this is, where we're going. You've heard us say this before. And it's only tricky for one particular reason. But the tricky part is you can manifest and have as much as you want if you're willing to not ever have any. The reason why that seems tricky is because you're still thinking along the lines of making money. So it doesn't make any sense. Of course it doesn't make any sense. We're not making logical statements. We're making metaphysical statements. This is true of anything. The reaching for something pushes it away. Think of ideas, as we've talked about before, as puppies who just want to play with you. And they absolutely follow your lead. If you push them away, they think they're playing the game of run away, run away, run away, and they'll run away. If you grab at something and try to take it from them, they think that you're playing the game of pull, let's pull, let's pull. And they'll hold on to it as tight as they can and begin to shake their head, trying to get you to let go of it. Now, with puppies, it's fun to play these games. With ideas, it's likely not quite so much fun. Of course, if you'll notice, when you're playing with a puppy and you have one hand on, let's say, a stick, and the other end of the stick is being held in their jaws, and you just let go, they let go. They may prance around a little bit, proudly the owner of the stick, perhaps, maybe. But eventually they just let go, because they lose interest in the game that you're not playing anymore. If you're playing the game of disinterested and everybody gets to have what they want, they will play that game as well. And that will include you, not just them. So they may end up bringing the stick to you, so that you will play the game with them again. Now, ideas don't do that. What ideas do, like the idea of wealth, the manifesting forms of wealth, is that if you grab after them, they will disappear, or they will make themselves very difficult to find. If you say, I don't have enough, they'll prove you right. If you say, I need to do work to make this happen, they'll be on the sideline cheering you on for the work, no question. Just boom, bah, rah, like go, 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 work, work, work. Go team, let's work. But you'll be doing the work, not them. Because that's what you're saying. I have to do the work. But if you fall back and say, I just have plenty of cash, they begin to multiply. And if you say, I'm simply wealthy, all of this gets very simple indeed. Now, you are indeed simply wealthy. You just may not be paying attention to it. And so in playing that game we're talking about where you pull on something or push against it or run around with it, causing a chase to occur, that's all at the level of perception. Physical reality maintains its perfection nonetheless. What you're wanting is to, with your eyes, see lots of cash, undoubtedly, in many different forms and in many different ways. It could be as assets, or it could just be as cash itself. It probably won't be big, huge stacks of currency notes, or big, huge stacks of coins, or boxes of jewels. Likely not. Those are very difficult to deal with. Could be, but probably not. More along the lines of bits of data in a database somewhere showing very large numbers to your credit. Likely account across multiple accounts. A report, in other words. Also, you going about and freely using what is on those reports to your benefit, on your behalf, and to your delight. To go here, to go there, to buy this, to buy that, to give this, to give that. Lots of giving. And you may think, well, I'm not going to be a charity. I'm not going to give it all away. You may be thinking that's all I'm going to do. We're not talking about charity. We're talking about giving. Giving is the same thing as spending. When you give cash to someone, sometimes it's marked as, this is me paying the bill. Sometimes it's marked as, this is me buying that thing. Sometimes it's marked as, this is me just giving cash to this person because it delights me to do so, aka charity. You can do this however you want to. You're playing with your manifesting forms. But we will tell you, the more you give, the more there is to give. But also is the case, the more you hold on to it, the more there is to hold on to. There's not one right way to do this. Your intuition, of course, guides you all the way. And your intuition on these matters is, in fact, quite simple. So when we talk about intuition, the feel better, we talked about doing what feels better in the doing, saying, thinking what feels better in the saying or thinking. We're talking about many different things. What feels better, obviously, but also what's simple and what's obvious and what just seems like the right thing to do. Sometimes it's what is the least worst of all the possible bad choices. That's usually when you've kind of bound yourself up to overanalyzing and you just can't quite figure it out and everything looks kind of like wrong, but there's one that's like not as bad as the others, and that's probably the one that's right for you. And it does break the spell, begins to help you undo the ways in which you have overanalyzed and put too much emphasis on doing and getting it right. And then it's simple. We could call this series intuitive wealth, but here we're going to call it simply wealthy. We want to use the adjectival form. You are wealthy. It describes you. For you are indeed quite wealthy. You have a great deal of wealth. You can pretend like you don't, or recognize that you do. Either way is fine. But this wealth in the having is quite simple. We're not talking about the acquisition of wealth. We're not talking about making money. You may find yourself in what looks like a process of acquiring wealth or making money, but that would be a description of a time-oriented process, which is always abstract. You're just manifesting more and more cash, that's all. The final thing we'll say here in this opening conversation is pretty simple. You are wealthy indeed already. The recognition of this is the point of this series. A lot of what may be happening is pulling back on the ideas that you have about what you need to do and how complicated it is. And you may be thinking that we're talking about the complication of having a vast amount of wealth. That's part of what we're talking about, but we're mostly talking about, which is probably what's right at hand, is all the plans, schemes, plots, and different methodologies that you've developed for making money. We're not saying don't do them. We're saying keep it simple. sweetheart, because you are indeed already wealthy. All you're doing is staying in alignment with your wealth and letting it present itself before your very eyes, under your nose, and in your hands. So today, being the day of your great good, and now being the time where everything is happening for you, you are indeed simply wealthy. And as wonderful, and as delightful, and as magical, and as amazing as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better from here.